Montana's recent domestic violence fatality review reports that the number of people killed by an intimate partner increased 139% over the past 2 years, 150% for Native Americans, with firearms being the most frequently used means. Nationally, 50 women are shot to death every month by intimate partners. Studies show that expanded background checks to include gun show and internet sales are an effective way to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Congress has consistently failed to expand background checks, and some Democrats in our delegation have voted against them. What is your position on expanded background checks?
I'm against expanded background checks. I have friends that are county attorneys, and there's laws on the books right now. And those laws say that domestic abusers are not allowed to possess firearms, and those laws are not being enforced intentionally. They're not being funded. So, and rather than expanding laws, we already have the law. We need to fund it. We need to pay for it. And there's lobbyists that are actively working to make sure that those laws aren't funded. That people aren't stepping up. And so, no, I'm against. Background checks, I think there's many gun laws on the books, and what we ought to do is fund the ones that we have.
So I'm from Bozeman, and we have had so many high-profile murders by domestic abusers, usually women. It is heart-wrenching for a community. It's disgusting. It is wholly inappropriate, and it tears communities and families apart. I concur. I'm a gun owner. I'm a hunter. So I am willing to wade into this dialogue, and I think I can be a responsible voice in this dialogue. But I agree with John. There are also opportunities. So we need to enforce the prohibitions against abusers having guns, having access to guns. We also can expand the fact that not just spouses, but people dating, children, parents, others should also be prohibited if they have a court protective order against them. Thanks.
We've seen what happens when we don't enforce our gun laws. One that comes to my mind is Texas, where we had people where our own government wasn't informing the other parts of the government on what the law required it to do. And people lost their lives over that. I'm not for expanded background checks. I think we need to focus and spend our resources on implementing the laws we have, on keeping them out of the hands of criminals, on keeping guns out of the hands of terrorists, and making sure that the only law-abiding citizens have access to guns. And if we do that, we can decrease some of these horrible, horrible events. Thanks.
So I was the first male victim advocate in Boulder County when I was in college at the University of Colorado for the local domestic violence shelter. I have seen horrible violence done to women in the home. I lived in England, a country that didn't allow guns, and I saw people killed with other tools. I don't think that expanded background checks are the key to dealing with the violence we have in our society. I think we need to enforce the laws that we have on the books, and I think there are a lot of other things we need to do to support people to live healthier lives, to live happier lives, and to have access to mental health care and other things will help them deal with the issues that they're facing.
We've been talking this evening about other bills that are surfacing in Congress, in the Senate and House, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota has a bill called Savannah's Act, and it's to address the issue of missing and murdered Native women across the country. We've heard in the legislature, we've heard from the Empty Shawl Project of what happens, you know, on reservation communities. Those two young women that you saw in my story, they told me about their concerns of missing aunties, friends on their reservation. I believe that it's the duty of anyone that owns guns to have a gun safe in their home. We have a large percentage of teenage suicides that are caused by access to firearms. I believe it's important as a country and as a state to really address that issue and talk about gun safety that makes sense and that can protect women and children, vulnerable populations, urban populations from violence caused by firearms.